The following program was previously recorded.
Community Spotlight on Z102.9.
Good morning. It's Community Spotlight on Z102.9. Let's first meet our guests this morning from the Birdhouse Hospice Home Community in the Iowa City area. We have Jana Michael, the Executive Director. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Robin Supel, you're going to be our expert on all things golf tournament. How does that sound?
Well, that sounds great.
In year number two, we'll be getting to that and some other events coming up with the Birdhouse Hospice Home of Johnson County. Jana, right before we turned the microphones on, you asked if I've ever been there, and I said no. Tell me about it.
I will. I'll tell you about the Birdhouse. We have 5 bedrooms available for people that are at end of life, and it's in a wooded setting. It's a beautiful home, and it allows people to come there and have their last days in an environment where there is not a lot of medical equipment beeping. There's not a lot of noise. It's in a very natural setting. We have 8 different hospices that we have agreements with that can come and use the house.
The concept of hospice, can we just give a little background on where that's really kind of become maybe the more preferred way to do things?
Absolutely. So, you know, hospice really started Betsy Kubler-Ross. I'm not sure if I have that name right.
But so there's somebody kind of leading
Elizabeth
the charge.
Kubler-Ross
back in the
came
day.
Up with the concept. I wish, Eric, you've been to the Birdhouse because it really is a sacred place. I actually lost my sister there in 2019, and many people would really prefer to die at home. And that was my sister. She wanted to die at home. But there does come a point where that just isn't possible anymore. And sometimes you need extra help, or the physical structure isn't possible to really meet those needs. And so having the support and facility like the Birdhouse enables all kinds of entities to be able to come together to meet the physical, spiritual, and emotional needs of our guests.
And the family.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And the families, yeah. Robin can talk a little bit about her experience of being around the Birdhouse and why she's involved.
Robin, what has brought you to this particular nonprofit organization?
Well, a couple different things. So I am lucky enough to have a huge family. So for us, we could do our parents at home. But we did find that, you know, not everybody has that outreach. And so one of my brother-in-laws actually had a sister that was at the Birdhouse and lost his sister at the Birdhouse. And so that was the golf tournament was kind of one of their first beginnings in helping and putting a memory in Teresa O'Neill's name. And so we kind of took it over after a couple of years of it being kind of dead in the water. And so that's how I kind of came into it, is through my brother-in-law.
Well, let's speak a little bit about that golf tournament. We know it's coming up towards the end of May, so we're a month plus out. It's all taking place at Saddleback Ridge Golf Course. Kind of the second year you've been involved. How is the event structured, and where does that funding go?
The event is actually Thursday, May 21st. We have a shotgun start at 10 o'clock this year. The funding for that goes to the general fund at the Birdhouse. They have so many needs. One of the things that they really have been working on too is to help with people that cannot actually pay their way. It's not a free home.
Oh, certainly no. Yeah.
People have to pay their way. And so one of the things is for people that have need, some of our money can go towards that. We haven't really set that money aside for anything because we feel like the general needs of the Birdhouse need to be met. So, you know, rather that be a new porch, rather that be whatever, our funds will go towards that.
Well, that's the golf tournament, and that is in May. And Jana, before I let you go, I would like to talk a little bit about that 10th anniversary celebration coming up a little sooner, Wednesday, April the 29th at Celebration Farm. What information do people need to know if they like to attend?
We would love to invite you to celebrate the 10 years we've been present in the Iowa City community and serving all the communities surrounding Iowa City as well. Come celebrate with us 10 years of offering end-of-life care, and hear about how we intend to keep going and making sure people have this option. And to expound on what Robin said, how can we make sure that people that don't have funds can have this experience as well? You'll hear a lot from families and loved ones on how precious and how much of a privilege it is to be there at the end.
Well, I can tell just from this quick interview that you guys are both very compassionate about the Birdhouse Hospice Home of Johnson County. Website I have is thebirdhousejc.org. Will we get information on both the event and golf there?
Yes.
All right.
Sign up for both.
That's a double yes and sign up for both. Thank you both for coming in this morning on Community Spotlight.
Thank you.
Thank you.